enough. You know how sometimes you got so much to say, but when 16 ain't enough. They only give you 16. Man, it's like, I mean, I got so much to say, you know. The world has said, like, so much to me, and I just want to give it right back to them, you know.
When 16 ain't enough.
But I only get 16, it's like a cage, you know.
When 16 ain't enough.
I really can't say what I want to say. You know, it's just a glimpse, that's all. Just one little single glimpse. Just a page. I guess I'm defeating the purpose of doing all this talking. All right. Summer 88, I was 89.
Yeah, man. This is AJ, the Agitated One, and this is a special episode of the Agitators Asylum. This is season 3, episode number 6, and I'm dedicating this to my cousin Brian Randy Taylor, who we just recently lost on February 13th. And today is March 1st, the day of his funeral. I want to apologize to the family. I was not able to make it. Me and my older brother both staffing issues on our jobs, and so since I have this platform, and you know, it's just like, these are going to be my remarks, and instead of it being 2 minutes, it's like what Andre just said on that song, man, when 16 ain't enough. So when 2-3 minutes ain't enough to express how you feel about somebody. I love my cousin. That's my first cousin on my father's side. And we didn't get to spend as much time together as we wanted to, but I never considered him a distant cousin. He's distant as far as how far we live away from each other, but he never was a distant cousin, somebody that I didn't love. You know, I mean, somebody that I just saw occasionally. I mean, it was somebody sometimes that I saw occasionally, but I could pick up the phone to call Randy. He could call me. When we saw each other, we just picked up where we left off. It wasn't one of those relationships where it's like, you know, yeah, that's my cousin, but it wasn't that. First cousin, that means something to me. Not just because we first cousins, but just the fact that we, you know, me and Randy had a bond. And I remember, like I said, I remember the family going to the beach, and I remember Randy in that water just flipping when we were just kids. And I never really could swim, so watching him out there in the water just going out there effortlessly, man, just going there having a good time. You know, I definitely remember spending so much time with Aunt Dean, Uncle Bird, and the family. You know, it was always good when we got together. And, you know, I remember when BJ came around. I remember when Brandon came around, you know, when they were born. Ebony was always sweet, always cool. You know, me, Randy, and Ebony, and my wife, Tiny, you know, we twin couples. You know what I'm saying? The two light-skinned little bald-head guys, you know, going after them chocolate women, you know. So we always had that in common. And when I found out my cousin was sick, I gave him some time. I didn't call him immediately. I didn't text him. I didn't call Aunt Dean, Uncle Bird, anybody, Ebony. I just gave him some time because I said they got to figure out treatment. They got to figure out, you know, scheduling, what they're going to do, how they're going to take care of this, you know, handle the situation. And when I finally called him, man, it was one of the best conversations we had. And it reminded me of the conversation me and him had, I want to say, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, so, some time ago, at a family reunion at Queen and Uncle Lehman house. We were standing in the backyard near the side porch, and we were just talking, and he was telling me about penny stocks. He was telling me about, you know, how he used to run the streets, and I think he told me he got robbed one time. And he was telling me about some of our family connections to the streets and just stories, you know, it wasn't all about that stuff, but he was just telling me stuff I never heard before. And, you know, he definitely was concentrating more on the penny stocks. He was just talking, you know, and even after that, you know, man, he would call me and tell me about other, you know, all the type of investments he was making. He was like, cuz, you need to get in on this, man. We're doing this right here. The foreign exchange, you know, he was telling me about that and stuff. And I was like, okay. And I tried to get into it. It wasn't my time. Like, I started studying and trying to take notes, and I just never really got into it the way he was. But he was trying to put me on, though. Definitely trying to put me on. And when we talked on the phone, we laughed about, you know, my kids and how they fight sometimes and the stuff they say. And I told him how the struggles of trying to help kids with their homework. And he was like, man, he said, boy, I dodged that bullet because my wife an educator, so I ain't never really had to help with homework. And I said, boy, you lucky, boy. And we just laughed and joked, and we talked about the family. And He was telling me about his mom. He was like, man, my mom's so hard-headed. You know she got diabetes. And he would he was like, man, you know, it's like, he said, talk to a kid sometimes. But, you know, he ain't mean nothing by just how it is when, you know, we get older. You know, instead of our parents worrying about us as much, we worry about our parents. And he was telling me about Uncle. We was to joke about Uncle Bob. I was like, man, everybody think Uncle Bob, you know, like the funniest man. He was like, nah, they got to talk to Uncle Neil, man. Uncle Neil is, man, hilarious. He was like, cuz. He said he just be lying for no reason, cuz. Like, he don't mean nothing by it. He just be telling stories and it just be funny. And I guess it's like a comedian. You know, you just making up stuff, you embellishing stuff or whatever. And when I got off the phone with Randy that day, I called Uncle Neil. And I had talked to Uncle Neil like a couple months before that, but I said, let me call Uncle Neil, you know, see what's going on. And man, he started telling me stories about the military, and then he started telling me stories I couldn't believe, and I was like, what? And then I'm laughing though. We having a good time, and he thanked me for calling him. And I got off the phone with him, and I called Randy right back. I said, cuz, I ain't gonna hold you long, man, but I said, I just called Uncle Neil, bro. I said, you won't lie, boy. He sure told me some stories. He said, I told you, cuz, I told you. And me and Randy, I talked again, and I can't remember like when we had these conversations, like which it was like two conversations at least within the last like before the end of last year. And I remember him telling me how close he was to my pops, and you know, he was like, me and my dad, you know, building a new, you know, a better relationship or closer, you know, just like him and Uncle Neil. So Uncle Neil would call him every day when, you know, and he said, sometimes, you know, Uncle would call me, I ain't feel like talking, so I wouldn't answer. But he said, we would talk again. And he said, June, you know, like I said, your dad, you know, he was there for me, talked to me. He said, Uncle Neil would call me. He said, one day I called Uncle Neil. He said, Uncle Neil said, nephew, I'm so glad you called me. He said, boy, I ain't lied to nobody all day. He said, June, Uncle Neil proceeded to lie to me for 30 minutes straight. And he said, boy, but he said, it was just funny because ain't no malicious intent behind it. It's just him telling stories and being funny, you know. And, you know, we talked And like I said, we just, you know, reminisced and laughed and joked about stuff. And, you know, I was on the phone with him. He was talking about he was switching medications. And he was like, he wanted to go back to work, but he got to see how this new medication going to do him first. And while I was talking to him, the guy that he wanted to work for, he was talking about working for, called him. He was like, cuz, I'm going to call you right back. A couple minutes later, he called me back. He said, boy, look how God worked. He said, I was just talking about that guy, and he called me. So I called, after New Year's, I called Uncle Neil, talked to him. I called Aunt Dean. I called Aunt Patty. Didn't get around to calling everybody, but I called them. And me and Aunt Patty played phone tag for a while. We finally got a chance to talk. I called my Aunt Dean. And me and Aunt Patty had a good conversation. Then I called Aunt Dean. And I thought Aunt Dean and Uncle Barrett were back home, but they were still in Georgia. You know, some other stuff was going on. So she was telling me about it. And we were just catching up. She was asking about the kids. And she told me Uncle Bird was cooking, and she said, yeah, Randy back there, you want to talk to him? And I said, no. Nah. And I'm always going to regret saying no, because I called to talk to my aunt, and I know if I talk to Randy, you know, we're going to probably take, you know, the conversation probably might go a little longer than expected maybe. And I was like, no, you know, I was like, I called to talk to my auntie. I hadn't talked to her in a while. So let me, you know, I know I'm going to call Randy again. So I called them around the beginning of the year. I waited until February, when Randy was in the hospital, and I had no idea. So I want to say like February 10th or something. I remember calling him. He didn't answer. And I said, man, I ain't like cuz not to answer the phone. But I said, maybe he went back to work, or maybe he just ain't, you know, feeling good or whatever. He'll call me back. A couple hours went by. I said, man, cuz ain't called me back yet. So that ain't like him. So I kept went on with the day, and I let a couple days go by. Then I started getting real light-skinned. I said, man, you know, cuz normally calls me, man. Like, it ain't like him not to call me, at least call me back. So I text him. I said, cuz, how you doing? And then right after I text him, I text somebody else. So it kind of took my mind off of the fact that I text him. A little time go by, and I was like, man, cuz still ain't text me. Then the end of the day come, I was like, man, darn, cuz, what's going on, man? I hope I ain't doing nothing wrong. My parents were coming to the house that week. They came there the Thursday. I'm in the kitchen. Well, I'm upstairs. I come downstairs and start fixing the kids' plates for dinner. And my dad walked over to me. I'm at the stove. He was like, yeah, how you doing? I said, I'm doing all right. He said, I got some bad news. And when he said I got some bad news, kind of look on his face, I felt like I was in trouble. I said, man, I'm 40 years old. I'm trying to figure out, man, what I done, you know. It took me back to them old days. But he said, I got some bad news. And he said, man, your cousin Randy, I just looked at him. And I thought maybe he was going to tell me, you know, his cancer came back stronger or something else, you know. He told my cousin died. And when he told me that, you know, I paused for a moment. And then I just, you know, went through it for about 10 minutes or so longer, man, you know, just up and down and on and off. And it messed me up because I felt bad because I started to get a little upset with my cousin because he didn't answer the phone. He didn't call me back. Then I realized when I text him, I think my cousin had already passed away. So, you know, all these thoughts messed me up. So I love my cousin, man. Like I said, he got that DC, then a DC accent, man. He's so cool, laid back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my big cousin, you know. And even when my other cousins from Enfield and places started finding out that he passed away, they said, and they're the same age. Matter of fact, both cousins I'm thinking about right now, Dex and Funk, they're the same age. You know, they know CC, they know Flap or whatever. And they was like, man, Randy was always the same. Always the same. Just cool, man. Nice guy. Just that dude, you know. And then my mind started racing about all my cousins. And I really started thinking about Flap because I know they were close and CC. And I was just thinking about everybody. So, man, shout out to anybody that's going through it right now. His kids, BJ, Brandon, I think, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe my cousin is a grandfather. You know what I'm saying? If I'm mistaken, y'all forgive me. Ebony, man, you know, I know this hard. My Dean, Uncle Bird, all my cousins, all my aunties and uncles, man. Shout out to y'all. I'm sorry, once again, I couldn't be there, but I wanted to do this for you guys and express myself since I couldn't be there to do it in person. I love you guys, and I love you, Randy. This is AJ, the Agitated One, signing off. Tell me why the road.